planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I'm joined by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Well, I got a question for you, as I always got.
All right.
You ready?
Either way, ask away.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready or not.
Well, recently, the character meal over at Cafe 4 at Superhero Island, at Islands of Adventure, it returned, and it has a bunch of superhero people in the... like as the characters, like Spider-Man and Wolverine, etc. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
If you're telling me I could eat food with like Captain America and Wolverine, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, I would say. I mean, if I get to, you know, use the shield, maybe a little bit more. But.
Yeah. So would this be something you personally be more interested in than doing like a Disney character meal?
Personally, yes. Personally, now I don't. Okay, if you're asking me, would I go do a character meal by myself? No.
I just meant like if yeah.
If you're asking me if I would rather do this or like a princess character meet and you know character meal, I think I would probably rather do one that involves like Captain America. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it has returned. It's been about a month.
Right. So. What about you? Would you prefer that or the princesses?
I mean, I'm a princess girl,
right?
But I do enjoy superheroes, so I think I could enjoy it. I think I'd enjoy Captain America, and you know, I mean, seeing a superhero in person that you've only seen on the screen, it's like it's a very cool feeling. And I know you can meet them outside.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't know how well. I mean, Universal character dress up like the Spider-Man is really cool. Mm-hmm. And the Captain America is okay, although the ones I've seen of the Wolverine are a little. He's a tough one to do. I mean, if you're doing, but
you're getting real technical.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not buying that it's actually Wolverine, but I'm just
you're
saying.
Not.
I'm just saying. Okay. I could be. You know, that could be Spider-Man.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't yet to see him. You know, shoot webs and do anything in the land, but I'm just saying it could be him.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for answering my question.
You're very welcome. All right, see you guys.
Right. Just kidding. Okay. Well, today's episode is about Volcano Bay. We went last week. Was it last week? I think it was.
Yes, it was.
And we got to do a couple hours with the kids there. It was kind of a cold day, so we didn't stay too long.
Okay, it wasn't cold.
It was chilly.
It was actually a perfect day for a park. It was just a little chilly for a water park.
Correct. Yes.
Once you got in the water, when you get out of the water, little chilly. And people are going to say we're flirtians now. Yeah, very much so.
It's true. but we came up with some reasons why we think you should visit Volcano Bay this year because, you know, we've said it before, this is one of our favorites, if not our favorite, water park in Orlando.
Oh, it's easily my favorite water park.
Yeah. So we've got a couple reasons for you guys. But before we get to that, we want to mention that if you are not a member of Club 32, you should definitely check out this private podcast club we have within the network. You can go to ctmvip.com to check out all we have to offer, like live streams from the parks, live streams at home. We've got discounts on merchandise. We've got special shows like the Club 32 show. What else do we have, Jared?
Cool Kids Kitchen.
Cool Kids Kitchen.
The Speakeasy, private podcast feed. Mm-hmm. It's got music loops on there, all that good stuff. Plus 20% off of CTM Apparel and 1901 Candle Company products.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to join, you can either do a monthly or yearly membership. You can go to ctmvip.com to check all of that out. We'd appreciate it. So, all right. Well, let's get to the meat of the episode, if you will. This is the meat. Before that was just the appetizer.
Okay.
We're on to the entree.
Okay.
Okay. So here's a couple reasons why we think you should visit Volcano Bay this year. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the Tapu Tapu. Now, what's the Tapu Tapu, Jared?
Well, for those that may think that sounds like tapioca pudding, perhaps. So it's essentially like it's Universal's version of a magic band that they only have at Volcano Bay. So it's a wristband mm-hmm. that you wear. So when you check into the park, they assign you and they put a wristband on you, or they give it to you, then you put it on. Mm-hmm. So basically what it works is it allows you to get into virtual queues in the park. So there's some rides like the water coaster and some of the, you know,
the bigger rides.
Yeah. So instead of just, you know, normally go to a water park, if it's an hour long wait, you're just going to be waiting in line right. at a water park. So what you can do is you tap, tapu, tapu, you tap, you'll see these, you know, these.
They're like, I don't know, towers
they're like
or
kiosks. Yeah. Basically. And you tap them and then it'll tell you. You're in the virtual queue and basically tell you you've got like 45, 60 minutes, however long it is in the queue, and then you can go do other things. So you can right. technically go eat. You could go, you know, in the lazy river. You could go ride something else.
Right.
And then whenever your time is, you know, ready for your ride, it'll buzz you. It vibrates. It doesn't have any actual noise, but it does vibrate. Mm-hmm. And then it will tell you, you can now go, you know, ride the ride.
And I do like the fact that it will tell you, keep a countdown on your watch. You can see like 20 minutes. 30 minutes left
yes.
until you get to return. Now, sometimes when you do return to the ride, when it says it's time to ride, you may have like a tiny bit of wait, but nothing like you would if you had gotten in line and actually stood there for that whole wait time, you know?
Yeah. And it also does other things. Like when you're on those bridges and say the lazy river is going underneath you, you can tap it on there and you mm-hmm. can shoot water at people.
Yes.
Which is... when you're on the lazy river, it's not much fun. But when you're shooting at people, it's a lot of fun.
And in the kids area, which we'll talk about in a minute more, the kids area. But there's an area back there where I just tried it. I just put my Tapu Tapu on it, and it played like this, you know, tropical song. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, there's a few different ones in the kids areas where you push it. Like one of them, you do it three times in a row, and then it like has a volcano eruption and a yeah. bunch of water shoots out. So
oh,
it's got
so cool.
It's got a whole bunch of interactivity. Within the park itself, you can
yeah.
also use it to pay for things. You can tie your
yes.
credit card to it. So it essentially, again, it's like a magic band
right.
like Disney has, but it's just at Volcano Bay. Now, they don't have
right.
this anywhere else. You know,
they don't
Universal.
Have it. Yeah, exactly.
I think they should, but they don't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's one major perk here and something that you'll get like as soon as you get into the park. Even the kids get one.
And that way, like if you do link your card to it, then you don't have to worry about keeping your wallet out. You can just put it in like a locker and not have to worry about it the rest of the day
right.
if you're going to buy like food and drink and stuff. Another thing about, you know, it's not Tapu Tapu, but another skip the line feature for Volcano Bay is they do offer Express Pass.
Yeah. So there's, okay, for just Volcano Bay, it starts at $19.99 per person per day. And it'll just let you skip the lines of attractions just like you can at you go to Universal Studios or Islands of Adventure. Same thing. So it is cheaper here to
do. It is. And that $19.99 is for one attraction per day. There's also Express Plus, which just starts at $40 per person. So if that's unlimited rides, all you can want. You can do it over and over again.
Yeah. And if it's a busy park day and you don't want to be waiting at a bunch of lines wet and, you know, the rides, you know, that may or may not be something that you'd want to look at.
Right. And again, just like the other parks, the pricing does fluctuate. So if it's a busy day, it's going to be more expensive for that express pass.
Yeah.
You know, so the second thing that's awesome about this park is the park icon.
Yes, this is the Krakatau volcano, which you can see from the, you know, basically from the road.
Yeah. When
you're driving by Universal, it's one of the major things you'll see. So it's for sure the icon of the entire park.
Yes.
And it's the backdrop in which you see all the Instagram people take their pictures.
I think it's perfect because it's very, very in the bunch of the back. And you have the shore, I guess. It is a shore. I mean, the beach and the water right there.
Yeah.
It's a really cool shot. And I don't feel like Typhoon Lagoon has much of a backdrop shot like that. I mean, we've got like the Miss Tilly in the very background, but it's small.
Yeah, you can know? I mean, one, you know, if you go to the other water parks, well, I guess we can just compare mostly to Disney.
Yeah.
The wave pool. So the Krakatau is the icon of the park. That's also the icon of where the wave pool is.
The Waturi.
Which plays into. So when the wave pool starts, it has this drumming ceremony, mm-hmm. and then the waves start.
Yeah.
Which come every, like, what? 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
15?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's huge. This whole area is huge. So it dwarfs the other water parks you've been to.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's way bigger than Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon in terms of size. Now, I think it's Typhoon that has the really powerful waves.
Yes.
So this one here isn't as intense as that, which I like. It's about a medium wave pool. Like, it's not insane, but it's enough, like, you know, especially if you're toward the shore, it can really come in and get you. But I mean, it's a really cool center icon, ton of pictures there.
Yeah.
It's really pretty in the morning and like in the evening time to take pictures in. If you're in certain rooms in Cabana Bay, you can also get really cool shots of it, you know, at dusk and because it lights up at night too. So you can kind of get some cool pictures as well.
Yeah. And it also has the body plunge attraction.
It does have that.
Something cool about that is that you can see, like, it's clear, like the tube is clear once it gets to the bottom, and you can actually see them come through, which is mm-hmm. kind of a cool feature.
Yeah.
I think it's a great park icon.
I agree. Yeah, especially for the water parks. I mean, water parks typically don't have stuff like that. Yeah. And again, Universal calls Volcano Bay a third park.
Right.
They don't, you know, Disney classifies theirs as like water parks and theme parks. Mm-hmm. But I will say, as much as I still say it's a water park and then they still have two theme parks, it is a fantastically themed water park.
I agree.
And I think part of the park icon is what plays into that, and like the entire theming of it is really good.
Yeah. The next one we have on the list is it has some unique attractions, like the Krakatau Aqua Coaster.
Yes, this is probably the biggest ride. And again, it's if you've ever seen an aqua coaster or a water coaster, this is what it is.
The water roller coaster.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really fun. And then the Tiawa Fearless River. That thing is amazing.
Yeah, so it's they have a lazy river, then they have this. So to do this, everybody has to have a life jacket. So it's basically a high current lazy river. It's not lazy.
It's just it's not lazy at all.
And it will push you. I mean, it'll, you know, it's a good amount of speed pushing you around the you know, this little river here. And
I think it's so fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
It is a lot of fun. It can be difficult to get off of there because, like, when you go to get off a lazy river, obviously you have a little narrow thing to get to. So this thing is high speed. So you've got to really, if you're going to get off, you've got to really make an effort to, like, be on that side and do it there. But
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I will say, you know, we did do Aquatica last year, and they have a fast lazy river mm-hmm. as well. Now that one for me was too fast. We lost some people in those. Like, no, come back.
Yeah.
This one is still really fast, but I feel like it's more manageable. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's not crazy. Like, our daughter does it just fine. Like, you can take little kids on it uh-huh. and be around them. So it's not like insane, but it definitely is not a lazy river. But having the life jacket is nice because you can just float. So you don't have to worry about anything. So in a way, it can kind of be a lazy river in that if you just wanted to, you could. They don't have rafts or anything like a lazy river, but you could just float along wearing your life jacket and just kind of relax.
Yeah, yeah. Next reason that it's an awesome water park you should go to, and this one is one of my favorite reasons, is that it has close proximity to some of the Universal hotels.
Yeah, I mean, so Universal is not as widespread as Disney, as we've talked about many times. And one of the benefits of that is Volcano Bay, in that if you stay at like Cabana Bay, mm-hmm. you are literally right there. Cabana Bay, Aventura, and Sapphire Falls, those three hotels are right by Volcano Bay, and you can just walk to Volcano Bay from your hotel, and it takes you, I mean, if you're at Cabana Bay, you're going to walk 5 minutes, depending on where you're at.
Right.
Aventura and Sapphire Falls, you got to go across. You got a little walkway. Might take you 5 to 7 minutes. So either way, it's easy walking distance.
The best one is Cabana Bay because you have your own dedicated entrance. Yes. So you just go basically across. I mean, they share like a little driveway thing mm-hmm. almost. It's right next to the towers, the Volcano Bay towers at Cabana Bay. So you can go that direction into the park, which is so fast. Now, Aventura and Sapphire Falls, while they do have walking distance paths to the park, you are still going through the security line and everywhere where everyone else comes from the parking lot or the other parks.
Yeah.
So you do have to share that with them. So Cabana Bay is definitely the best, you know, hotel you want to stay at if Volcano Bay is a park you want to go to.
And the other thing that kind of plays into this a little bit too is Universal's bus system is actually really quick for the most part. I mean, we've been mm-hmm. going a lot for the last, 3 years, and you don't wait much for buses. So even if you're at a different hotel and you're not nearby, you take a bus over here, typically you're maybe waiting 10 minutes. Sure that varies, but it's not very long. And again, a lot of it is because Universal is so close. They can get the buses back and forth.
Right. And then, obviously it's kind of, I don't know how I feel about it. How do you feel about the fact that they don't have a parking lot?
We actually haven't gone to Volcano Bay without having stayed at Cabana Bay or at a nearby hotel. So I don't really know because I haven't experienced it.
Okay.
I guess what is the process to go if you're driving a car, if you're not staying in a hotel? What do they have to do? You have to take a bus to get in there, correct?
Yeah.
So where do you get on the bus then?
In the parking garage.
Oh, so you park in the parking garage, you have a stop.
The bus takes you to Volcano Bay.
I think it's probably because where they built it, they didn't have room to put a parking lot.
I get it. I just meant like, is that a deterrent to going to Volcano Bay, or are you just like, well, that's not a big deal?
I don't know. I haven't waited in that line, so I don't know. I mean, okay. Either way, when you go to Universal, if you're driving your car in there, you got to go through that parking garage. For me personally, I'm not a huge fan of, I don't really enjoy that process too much. One reason we talked about upgrading our Universal passes is now we can use like valet. Right. So if we're not staying in a hotel, we can do that. So I would say it probably is about the same as just when you're going to the regular parks that way. It's a parking garage, other than you just have to get on a bus to take you there, but you do have to get on a bus to go back, being wet and on a bus, maybe not isn't the most fun in the world, but
if you are a hotel guest, one of the perks of going to Volcano Bay or being a hotel guest is that you get in an hour early than the rest of the guests.
That is nice, especially considering you when you're at a water park, you want to get your spot.
Yes.
Your beach, lounge chair, you want to ideally get one with like a umbrella, so getting in an hour early lets you get in there and really have your pick of where you want to set up for, most people go to a water park, they're going to set up for most of the day or half the day, so you kind of instead of just having to try and find a spot, you can kind of choose where you want to be. I mean, for us, that ends up being the kids area usually.
Pretty much.
But if you're, a lot of people will set up alongside the wave pool there by the Krakatau. And there's a bunch of lounge chairs there and stuff like that.
Annual pass holders do get early entry. I'm not sure if it's all of them, but I know it's at least some of them get early entry into Volcano Bay as well. So you have the annual pass holders and hotel guests.
Yeah.
So if you're just like a day guest, or you bought like a 2-3-4 day pass with Volcano Bay added on, you may not get early entry that way, but staying at Cabana Bay or one of the hotels will get generally, and that's pretty priceless. So
yeah,
the next one we're going to talk about is the food. We've only eaten there once, actually. We've been a couple times.
No, we've been there a few times.
We have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say
I'm forgetting then.
3 or 4 times actually.
Okay. Well, my memory is failing me apparently. I just remember the last time we went, I had some really good like pork tacos, mm-hmm. and really liked them, like really enjoyed them. And this park is known for its really good food.
Yeah, it's interesting because Universal is the newer stuff that's open, like the Harry Potter area and, you know, Volcano Bay being some of the newest stuff. The food, the quick service food is actually really good. Yeah. And some of the quick service around the rest of the parks is kind of hit or miss. So, yeah, I've had a flatbread, of flatbreads. They're pretty, I mean, again, it's quick service. It's right. Nothing that's like the most amazing food you've ever had.
Right.
But solid. I've had a burger here before that's good. So everything I've ever had here is really good. And it's, the pricing is what you're going to find in theme parks. It's not like a steal, but it's not like insane. It's about pretty consistent what you're going to find, but it is good. There's actually a lot of food. There's like, I believe there's four places where you can get food.
Like four like dedicated.
Yeah. Places. And they have different ones. Some have pizza, some have burger, some have more chicken. So they have different things at each one. So you can kind of pick and choose what you want. And the process, I mean,
they have ribs too.
They do. Yeah. Ribs? And again, I've never had anything here that I've been like, that was bad.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I can say that for sure.
Okay. And it's all like very themed to the park, which is like a very tropical,
very kind of Polynesian vibe to it. Like, they have a pulled pork thing and it's got Polynesian, like pineapple, you know, stuff with it and things like that.
And they do serve alcoholic drinks, which I can't remember if I've ever had any before.
We have.
It's been a while then.
There's one spot. It's called
Dancing Dragons.
Yeah, Dancing Dragons. So that, if you want alcohol, it can get pretty backed up here. So there's only two places that are two bars here. So it's on two different sides of the park. So it can get quite a bit of line, you know, forming if you want to drink, depending on what time you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do have like, you know, they have beer and they'll do mixed drinks and they actually have refillable glasses you can get. So you pay a little extra, but when you go back, you know, you can get a little cheaper, especially the mixed drinks and stuff like that. So yeah.
Right. And speaking of drinks, which I'll skip to this next one I'm talking about, is that the freestyle cups, the Coca-Cola freestyle cups that you can use over at Universal and Islands of Adventure, mm-hmm. you also work over at Volcano Bay. So if you start your day at Volcano Bay and you get a freestyle cup or you buy a refill, you can use it at Volcano Bay. And then if you decide to go to the regular parks like later that day, you can still use it over there.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's really cool.
I love the freestyle machines that they have. I think it's one of the best perks of Universal is that they have that set up. So and a lot of people too will go in there and you can buy 3 or 4 day, you know, things on the cups. So even if you're going to be there the whole time, you can just use it without the parks. Now you can't use it at the hotels, unfortunately, which I think that's a,
yeah.
I swear you used to be able to.
No.
But Jamie says I'm wrong. Maybe they just let me a few times, but. that's the only caveat I don't like is that it doesn't work at the hotels, but when you're in the parks, I mean, you can save a lot of money just being able to refill those whenever you want. Plus you have, it's a freestyle machine. So there's like 100 and something combinations of drinks you can get. And it's nice that, you know, especially if you're at a hot, you know, water park, you can get drinks whenever you want and, you know, hang out and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The next reason you should go to Volcano Bay is it's very kid friendly. There are lots of rides and areas for kids, but we tend to stick to one specific area, and that area is called Runamuck Reef.
This is where we set up shop for the most part when we're with our kids. I will say, as kids' areas go in water parks, I'm trying to remember because Disney has they have Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon, and they get mixed up in my head of which one's which. But Disney obviously has some cool kids areas to them. It's not like they're nothing. But I will say Universal's, first off, this area is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
There's not a ton of, if you go in the back to the left, that's where the chairs and the tables are. So if you want a spot back here, like getting there first thing in the morning and grabbing a chair or a table is what you want to do. Because those
are like
up.
The little picnic.
Yeah, and I think there's only like
umbrellas.
I think there's only like maybe 10 of these. Over there.
Maybe.
There's not many. Now, they do have lounge chairs around here, but there's stuff for kids of all ages. They've got stuff for littles, and then they have stuff for, you know, toddlers, and they have stuff for the bigger kids. Like, our daughter's 6, and she likes the bigger slides that they have over there. So, it's a great kids area. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And the nice thing I like about it compared to some other ones we've been to is there's only one way in and out. So, if you don't have to worry about your kids, you know,
running off. Getting,
right. Like, that's the thing. When we went to Aquatica, I hated their kids area because it was just in the middle. And they, I mean, and a kid could get lost and go anywhere in there.
And there were like hundreds of kids in there.
And as a parent, I was like, I do not like this one bit. So over here, you got one way in and out. You got tons of lifeguards. They're all really good. It's not hard to, you know, the line of sight for seeing your kids is not difficult here either.
Right.
So I do love the way that they have set this up from a parent's perspective with the kids. Our kids love it. I mean, they would spend all day in here.
Yeah.
And we have many times.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really cool area.
Yeah, agreed. And there's inside of Rotomaca Reef, like right next to it is the Tiki Tot Reef, which is kind of right by the tables Jared was talking about. And that's for like the littles. And that's for like our son. He, I don't know how many times he went down those slides last
Pretty
time.
Pretty sure 165.
He loved them. Like loved them. So like we said, we stuck to this area pretty much the whole time we were there, and that's okay. You know, they're little and that's what they enjoy, and that was fine with us.
Our son has done the bigger, they have this blue slide. He's done it before. I think the last time he did, he got traumatized because he kind of flipped a little bit on, like, he got water up his nose. He didn't like it. He'd done it like four or five times before that. So I mean, and you can go up there and they've got probably four or five side slides you could go down. You can spray people. There's a lot of stuff you can do on them.
And I do want to mention again about the tables. Now, I don't know if we've mentioned it before of why we chose the tables versus the lounge chairs, like by the Wachuri
Beach.
Well,
we have a lot of stuff.
Where we have a lot of stuff, but also each table has their own umbrella, and we don't really care about being around the sand with our stuff.
No. In fact, I don't really like sand very much, if I'm being quite honest.
It's fine. and because we're with our young children, we don't have time to like lay out and relax. That's not happening.
What's that like?
And
I see people doing that. I'm always like, I just want to wake them up. Not really.
Inevitably, we will also eat something, snacks or meals or whatever. And having that table to actually sit on and eat with is very valuable to us.
Yeah.
So eating on a lounge chair is not something that we'd be interested in doing. And when we were there, not this past time, but the time before that, it poured for like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, it did.
And we were able to put most of our stuff under the umbrella and not get it just completely soaked.
Yeah.
Which was nice. We liked that. Plus it's in the area we want to be in most of the time. It just makes sense. So, I mean, if you have young kids and that's your situation, we highly recommend those picnic tables with the umbrellas in the back.
Yeah. And you're not far from there. There's some other rides nearby. So, you know, the adults want to go ride some stuff. There's Lazy Rivers nearby. There is food nearby. So it's not too far off of the main Krakatau area. So you're not way away from stuff. So, and again, if you're wanting to get in this area, I would take it. If you've got the early entry, I would take advantage of that and head right back there first. Get a spot. Cause again, there's only like 10 of these tables and they go very quickly, especially with, you know, families and stuff.
They go very quickly. Yes. Okay. And the next one we want to talk about is the cabanas. So, we've never used the cabanas, but Jared got to visit one like a year ago or something. Is that right?
So technically I was in one. So a friend of ours, they were hanging out in one. And so they're a private cabana rental basically. So it's, when we say cabana, it's not a tiny thing. It's like a little, I guess I would call it your own private hut.
It looks like a hut.
Yeah. Your own private hut. And so when you're in there, you can obviously just chill out in there. It holds, there's different ones. They have a single cabana unit. It holds up to 6 people. And then they have a family suite. And the one I was in is a family suite. So this holds up to 16 people.
Right.
And then you have your own like waiter or waitress that will come. You order food with them. They'll bring it over to you. They have a water you can get to. I'm pretty sure they have drinks like sodas and things you can get.
Yep. They've got a small refrigerator.
Yeah.
Complimentary fruit and snack basket. They do have towels, which is nice.
Yeah.
Locker service, concierge service, like he was talking about. You can do a one story, you can do two stories. And the reason, like, I think that's really cool is having those giant family suites and they're really tall.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see, you have good views of like a lot of the park.
Yes.
So I really want to do a cabana.
Well,
if we can.
Yeah, and they have like there's tons of seating inside of there. There's a table you can eat at, and there's lounge seating around it.
Yeah.
There's obviously shade. So, right. You know, if it fits in your budget, it is nice to have that because you don't have to worry. First off, you know, anytime you're at a water park and you put your stuff down and you're going to go right to the things, you do run the risk of people could mess with your stuff. I mean, let's just be honest here. We're at a theme park.
Right.
Chances are we've personally never had it happen to us. And I think it doesn't happen on a ton of basis, but it can happen. Whereas if you're in one of these family suites or these, you know, single cabana suites, you have people in there watching your stuff.
Like access is restricted to.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about things as much, you know. So, you know, kind of a little peace of mind. Plus, you can kind of just get away. It's, you know, I would say these are good if you're going to be there all day.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
It's an all day thing for sure.
Because you could hang out in there, kind of take a beat, chill out, keep doing some stuff, and, you know, just kind of take it easy.
And I mean, these do run. Like, I think last summer, one of the prices, it was a Saturday in the summer, it was like $8.50.
Yeah, they're not cheap. Rent.
And that was for the 16-person one. They are not cheap. So if you have like a couple groups.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have like two or three families that you want to pitch in with, it wouldn't be terrible, depending on how, you know, your budgets, if you wanted to do that. Because the 16-person one especially, I mean, you could do a lot of families in there potentially.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree. So I would like to try that. I also want to try sometime the premium seating. And this is offered, I believe it's just the only part is right in front of the Wachery Beach.
Yes.
Where it's like it's the covered lounge seating. And it does have concierge service as well. So if you are interested in having a little bit of covered seating and want to be a little bit farther back from the water and the waves, you can do that too. And you can call and reserve these ahead of time. You don't have to wait until you get there.
Yeah, which is nice.
But availability depends on the season and everything. So if you're going in the summer and you want to get one of these cabanas or the premium seating, I would do that way ahead of time. Don't wait until the day of.
Yes, I would agree.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And the last thing I wanted to talk about that I had on my list, you might have more that you've thought of since we've been talking, I'm not sure, but you don't have to carry your rafts.
That is a nice thing, I will say. The only time you have to carry any rafts is, you know, our daughter and I did the blue and green racer tubes. Mm-hmm. And when you get up there, they have you stand on they weigh you to make sure there's sort of weight limit. And then when they'll hand you a raft, and then you have to walk up one flight of stairs to then go ride. But you don't have to carry a raft all the way up the ride, in which would most places, you know, including Disney, you've got to lug around a raft with you.
Remember those big family rafts? Yeah. We had to like roll up. Oh, that was annoying.
So you don't have to worry about that, which is nice.
Yes.
And even in the Lazy River, you know, people get on and off them, and then you go grab them there. So that part's nice where you don't have to worry about that. Because most water parks, you're going to have to lug around a raft a bit, especially in mine.
Oh, yeah.
When you've already got kids, you know, it's one less thing you just have to worry about when you're waiting in line.
Exactly. Do you have any other perks to this park that you really like that you think that would make people want to go? I think we've covered most of it. You should read up. I will leave a link in the show notes. You should read up on the whole story behind Volcano Bay. Like, there's a whole backstory that would take me a very long time to read. But it is like, it's got a whole big thing. It's so fun.
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, it is the best themed water park I've ever been to. And it is my favorite. I think one thing I do like about it is it has very clean bathrooms. And when you're talking about a water park, sometimes that can get really iffy. You're talking about people that are wet going into bathrooms that, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. And I don't understand people that go barefoot in the bathrooms, especially in water parks. I want to gag. Just wear some shoes, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
Flip-flops. Flip-flops are fine.
Yeah, it's just, I literally cringe sometimes when I'm in there because I'll be like in there and I'll see some guy walk up with no shoes on and I'm just like, oh. But the bathrooms are clean here, which is nice. So they're constantly cleaning those. You have lockers you can rent, which, you know, they're centrally located. The one thing I do like about this park is it's not insanely huge, and everything is within a decent walking distance.
Yeah.
And one thing I would recommend, they do have water parks you can get, especially in the summer, and you're walking around barefoot, it can get really hot to walk on that pavement.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the same here. They do have some stuff. It's not as hot as it could be, so I think they've done something to treat it. But they do have those water sprayers that spray out on the sides.
Yeah, I do have those.
That
yeah.
When you're leaving, especially if you got sand on you and stuff like that. But one thing I would recommend is get some water shoes or something like that, just because I think you'll have a better day that way. I'm trying to think of anything we didn't talk about.
One thing that I don't think Disney offers this. If they do, I'm not aware of it, but they do offer a My Universal photo package you can get. Mm-hmm. So spread throughout the park, there are areas where you can take a picture. You just put your tap into it, I guess, and it takes a picture. And at the end of the day, you can just see all your pictures.
Yeah.
And I think it's $40 to start with. So if you don't want to carry around your phone or a camera, you'll have some pictures for $40. You can do that.
That's true. You can do that. Yeah.
But yeah, I think my biggest perk out of all of this is the Tapu Tapu and the closeness to the hotels. Like, those are my two that I just love so much.
Yeah. And like, for me personally, I'm not the type of person that wants to spend all day at a water park. Like, right. If we're being quite honest, I don't really love water parks a ton. I like Volcano Bay a lot, but my ideal way to do this would be you go to Volcano Bay in the morning, hang out in the afternoon, you know, maybe leave, go to your hotel, and then go to like one of the theme parks later that evening or that afternoon, mm-hmm. or something like that. I think that's a good way. And Universal being so close, if you're staying at Cabana Bay, you just walk to and from Volcano Bay. Yeah. And this is what we did. You get changed, yeah. Maybe take a break, eat a little bit, and then go to the parks, and, you know, it doesn't take you forever.
Right.
So I like it a lot. I think it's a great addition. And again, I think it's easily the best water park that's in Orlando.
Easily.
Yeah. Like, I enjoy the Disney parks.
Me too.
But you can tell that when they did Volcano Bay, that they went and checked all these ones out, and they did everything a little bit better. You know, the wave pool is a bit bigger and grander, giving you a legitimate Central Park icon. The ride system that they have set up, I think, flows really well. Again, the Tapu Tapu is a nice addition to be able, and Disney doesn't even have that in there. They don't use Magic Band in the water parks.
No.
So you can't even do that there. So having that aspect to it is nice. Again, the food's good. Like, it just sets it up to have a really good day. And having been to, you know, we went to Aquatica last year. I can't say I thoroughly enjoyed Aquatica very much. Volcano Bay is clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's efficient. The staffing is good. So it's all the things when you're talking about a water park. It's not dirty. They keep it up. You know, it's really good. I thoroughly enjoy it. So,
samesies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for our episode then.
Okay.
Unless you have anything else.
Do we want to talk about our day at all? What we did?
Well, I mean,
we weren't going to do a whole episode on this because it wasn't a ton. Because, again, we have small kids.
I mean, we can't. Basically, the thing that we kind of already talked about, when we got the table over in the kids area, we spent about 2/3 of our time in the child area.
Yes.
We went to Wachery Beach and spent some time in the wave pool. We did the Lazy River. I can't remember what it's called. I always forget the name of the Lazy River. Kapikapoi Winding River.
Yeah.
And then you and our daughter did some rides.
There were those tube racers we did. Mm-hmm. So there's blue and green. We did. And again, the day we went, it was like 70-ish degrees.
So chilly.
So when you were in the water and you get out of it, it's kind of... Now, the water is warm, but mm-hmm. when you get out of it, it's just a little bit of a breeze going, a little chilly. But we rode both sides of that, and our daughter mm-hmm. loved that. So we didn't do anything extra. Because again, our son is not quite, you know, like, he's borderline on some stuff, but some of the ones you have to hold on to. So he mostly likes to get there anyway, so we just kind of stay on there. So yeah, I mean, we didn't stay there for a very long time. We got there a little late as well.
We didn't get there till like 12:30.
Yeah, but again, one perk, if you're gonna go to water park, especially, you know, when we went, if it's around 70 degrees, it's not gonna be totally packed.
No way.
So no, there wasn't huge waits for anything. We walked on both the racing tubes. We just mm-hmm. walked straight onto mm-hmm. it. So there was really no weights. So that part was nice.
And to be clear, it was 77 was the high, and it still felt chilly. So
people are going to call that. Us. They're going to call us wusses now.
We will. In Florida. I'm just saying, no, but when you're in the water and you get out and it's not hot, like, it's not hot outside, you can feel it's chilly.
I agree, but the people in Wisconsin that listen are going to mock
us. I'm sorry, Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm not sorry. Okay. I'm not sorry. It's fine. I would rather live in a warmer climate. I'm just saying they're going to make fun of us, but it's okay. It's okay.
Anyway, we had a fun afternoon, and you know, we like this park a whole bunch. So we think you will too if you've ever been there, and if you have already been there, go back. Go back and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for the episode today. So if you want to follow us along on social media, you can go to Capture the Magic Community and join that over there. We're on Instagram at Cap the Magic. We're on TikTok, Capture the Magic. We're Cap the Magic on Twitter as well. And we do just try to stay active over there on the social medias. If you want to catch some of the other shows on the network, we've got the Capture the Magic main podcast on Thursdays with Jared and I, where we talk about Disney news and a topic of the week. And we've got Trip Tales, which I do once a month. And that I just had a new one come out this past Monday, week before. So I'll have another one next in April. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you can go to ctmtriptales.com and fill out the form over there. And we also have Outside the Bubble, which is a once a month show as well. And I'm not sure when we'll have another one coming. Probably in April, we'll have a new one coming out over there. We've just been very, very busy doing all of the Universal and Disney stuff. So we'll get to more of the Orlando, not Disney Universal based stuff, which is what the show is based on, basically. CTMVIP.com for Club 32 stuff if you want to go join over there. And I think that's it.
Yeah, I was going to say, check out YouTube. We have vlogs. I think we'll have a vlog about our volcano. It will kind of be a Volcano Bay / Universal Studios Day, what we did.
Yeah, we'll come out with that this week.
Yeah, we have video versions of the podcast as well. So you can check those out, vlogs and video versions of the show over there on YouTube.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jared, for joining me on the show, as always.
You're welcome. Don't count on it every time.
But. Wow. Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.